Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 11, Episode number 15 and number 69 in your hearts. I am Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. We have the 2006, the 2011, and the 2013 champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2002 and the 2036 champion, Mr. Brian Chatine. Let's get into the results of week number 15 for KSL. Pate over Aaron, easy one for Dave. Palmer over Nanigay, another easy one. And then we had myself over Tybo, and Snyder over Kevin. So
we actually had another one too, Andy, that I didn't put on there, and you know who that was?
It was Brian, right? Brian versus Oberg.
Yes, and who won that one?
I don't know.
Not me.
Johnny, good job, Johnny. You won that.
It's the first time in now 4 years that I've lost this game.
So with Kevin actually, you know, losing two, does this hurt his playoff record?
His playoff record is for shit. It sucks.
We should have the playoff record and then the consolation playoff record. That's how we actually should do it, but oh well.
Well, his playoff record is horrible. The last time if I'm correct, he only has two wins in the playoffs. If you like do elimination style, he won the first round in 2002, and then in 2009. He won in the second round because he had a first round bye. Mm-hmm. And those are his only two wins.
Oh, poor Kevin. So anyway, So what was the game of the week, Aaron?
Mine and Dave's. I mean, you know, it was the closest game. And at the very end, I almost won. I mean, I came so close to winning that.
If you
so
would have
close.
Picked that and then ran it back, that would have been a different story. Yeah. But then they fumble the snap and you get... Mm-hmm. And then I can just picture Dave saying, no, how many points is that? Yes.
Yep.
So, Brian, what was the game of the week?
It is Dave's and Aaron's because it was a nail biter.
Yeah, it was.
I looked at the score. I was like, whoa, that was close. Oh, yeah. I thought it was a blowout.
Now, what was the total bowl game of the week then, Brian?
The rest.
You and Boardman. It's so funny that Boardman had six wins this year, and they were like the six games that he actually showed up. Other than that, his team was so bad, and this week in particular, I mean, it showed.
Yeah, it did. So let's move on to week 16. So for the Matchett Cup, we have one-time champion Ty Palmer going against a one-time champion Dave Pate. So of the championship, Brian, who is going to win?
I'm going to say Dave Pate.
Aaron?
His team is stronger.
Okay.
I agree. I think that Pate has a much stronger team. And, you know, it would be me and him this week had it been, you know, me playing anyone else. And I still think that he would have a very good shot.
Yep. And so let's move on to the other games that don't really mean too much. But we have Aaron versus Nanigay for third place. I got Aaron on that. What do you think, Aaron?
I agree. Nanigay's team, he did really well 1 week, but I think that his team was not built for the playoffs.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to say Aaron takes third. Nanigay's team's reminding me too much of Joe's team now.
Okay. And then for lottery picks, we have myself versus Snyder, Kevin and versus Tybo. So of those two games, Brian, who do you think is going to win?
I'm automatically going to give Tybo the win.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He's going to do it. And in the consolation games or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I think Andrew and Snyder are going to be game of the week in that area, and I'm going to give it to you, Andy.
All right, I'm actually going to give it to Joe because I think Joe will end up winning because I relied on the Bears defense and they suck now.
Exactly, they play Arizona.
All right, so for the Bakerfield Award, we have Doug versus Johnny. Who is going to take home the Bakerfield, Aaron?
So who is going to lose? I think Doug is going to lose. I think that Johnny's going to beat him four times this year.
All right. Wow, that is a lot. Brian, what do you think?
I agree. Doug's team sucks. He's ready for next year.
Now, we should make a shirt up for him that says, I suck at fantasy football. Make him wear it.
You know, I don't know when I'm going to be back in Illinois this year, and so I'm contemplating us doing a a getaway in Chicago and whatnot, and then for one of those days, and make my way down to Kewaunee. We're gonna do the draft. I mean, and it doesn't have to be a board draft. You know, we can just do the internet. You know, we can all just get together and do that.
We can get together. We can go to Brian's place up there as well.
Yeah,
you know, we can
yeah,
throw a couple people. You know, we can get a couple people, throw them in a vehicle, and just drive on up there. It's only a few hours.
Yeah,
drive,
of course.
If Brian doesn't mind, I'm sorry. Well,
it's not even 2 hours unless you are driving, Andy.
Okay, I mean, I'm inviting us just to go up to your place, but you know,
hey, that's cool.
Okay, just want to make
sure he doesn't care about that. But Doug does need a shirt that says "I suck at fantasy football,"
and we got to take pictures of it, and that's going to be the picture.
We could go to Buffalo Wild Wings in Naperville. You know, I mean, that's an option.
That is an option too. We could try something like that. So let's actually talk about game of the week. What is the game of the week, Aaron?
Oh, I mean, what isn't the game of the week? It's Palmer and Pate.
Toilet Bowl Game of the Week is already nominated. Who is that go to, Ryan?
Kevin and Tybo.
It's funny. That game is worse than Doug versus Over.
and I actually agree with that. So who is most likely to get passworded as Taco, Ryan?
Ooh, interesting. You know what? I'm going to say Aaron.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that too. What do you think, Aaron?
I was thinking that it was Kevin, because I actually think Kevin's going to win, but I think Ty could have that one game where everybody shows up, you know, it's a dress rehearsal and everyone happens to be there. And Kevin plays Eli Manning again, who gives him negative points.
Yeah. So anyways, let's move on to some news for this week. Oberg, Johnny Oberg gets the first pick. Brian gets second and Doug gets third. What do you think about that, Aaron?
I think that's the way the rules are set up. So instead, what we could ask is, Andy, what do you think Johnny is going to choose to pick?
Ooh,
where is he going to choose?
I think he's going to pick number one.
And I think so, too.
And I think he's going to go after AP.
And that's super gay.
Brian, what do you think Brian's going to do, Brian?
Well, I will pick number two then, or somewhere up at the top, and go for one of the top tier running backs, you know, Arian Foster, AP, somebody like that.
Okay. All right. So who do you think the number one pick's going to be?
Arian Foster or AP.
Okay, one of those two guys. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll probably be kind of like in years past where it's LT or AP. It'll be AP or Foster.
Okay, now I have one more question. Who do you think Brandon Marshall will go in the first round?
Absolutely, in our league.
I wouldn't take him. I wouldn't take a wide receiver in the first round. I think that it's not the best move. I know that Oberg did this past year with Calvin Johnson, and now he's doing much better. But at the beginning of the year, I mean, had he made it to the playoffs, then Oberg's team would be really good, and he would be the dark horse by far. But I don't think a wide receiver in the first round is a smart move. I think that you go with a running back or a quarterback, and if anything else, you want to go running back more than anything.
Of course, of course. So moving on to survival and pick'em news, of course, Mr. Josephus won survival, but right now
you announce that every single week.
I gotta make sure. I gotta give him props, dude. He for some reason he knows who to pick. That's the thing.
He won the second tier survival. That doesn't count. Everybody won survival this year. I won survival, Andy.
I know. Even John won it, and he didn't pick anyone, but he still is considered a winner because we all got eliminated. But yeah. So Brian, what were you saying?
I'm a winner in survival, is what I said.
Oh, okay. You're a winner in survival. Okay. So anything for NFL news this week, Brian?
Jesus, my neighbors are loud as fuck. Oh. No, but the pick'ems, man. I think Nanigan's gonna win.
I don't know how he just started picking them. Correct. He got some good upsets, which I was surprised about. But you got to give him credit. But also, he said that we should do something, and it's too late to do it now. But I think next year we should pick, if you pick whoever the favorite is every week, what would your record be? I think we're going to have to start doing that.
Well, if I didn't pick the Bears every freaking single week, you could add a couple picks.
I'm sorry.
Well, Eddie, what you can do is you can make a dummy account, just call it Kiwani Sports League.
Yeah.
And you can just, you know, try it out.
Yeah,
You know, that person, like, we won't count that as, like, if they win the league, we won't count that person. But you can just try it out if you want to.
I think we, yeah. Do you like that idea, Brian?
Sure.
Okay. Nice, nice. So bears suck.
Yeah, they don't even control their own destiny anymore.
Nope.
They have to have somebody lose. I don't know who it is, but I think somebody
the Vikings who play the Texans this week.
No, I think it actually
and
has.
And then they play the Packers.
No, they said it's Ravens versus someone. They're the ones who can control that. I think it's Ravens versus Giants, something like that.
It doesn't matter though. The Bears are the seventh seed right now.
Right, but well, actually, the Bears would have to win out, and the Vikings have to lose at least one game. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody has to lose a game. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, the Vikings have to lose a game, and the Seahawks would have to lose both their games.
Only need one of them to lose, not both.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying for us, like, let's say the Vikings win both their games. The Seahawks would have to lose both of their games for the Bears to make it in that instance.
Yeah, well, Seahawks play 49ers this week, so there's a good chance that there's a loss there. But yeah. You never know. See, they play in Seattle, so.
You going to the game, Aaron?
No.
You never know. They might be giving away tickets.
You don't even have to
for that game? Are you kidding me? No way. That's a huge game. Huge game.
You know what would be funny if they don't sell it out so it doesn't air on TV over there?
Oh, it's going to sell out. That's a huge game. And Seahawks fans are very fair weathered. So the fact that their team is 9-5 right now, I mean, they're just, you know, super excited about that.
All right. So anything else we should talk about in KSL?
Yeah. Why did the Bears are sucking so bad? Man, they're disappointing me.
Defense. Actually, I will say Nick Roach, surprisingly, is actually having some good games. He's calling everything out properly. He's telling what to do. I got to get... You know, there was a quote that they said that Urlacher's lost, you know, quite a few steps. You know, in a way I can see that, but he's also directing the defense where they're supposed to be, and that's why they're so successful with him out. It's hurting them.
Yeah.
I think the defense has kept them close.
Yeah, but
their biggest glaring need is the front five guys on the O side.
Now, do you think for the draft, do you think they should go at least O-line first?
The Patriots did last year, except for on the O-line.
What, get a tight end that can actually catch the damn ball?
That would work too, but the Patriots drafted defense, all their picks, every single one of them. That's what the Bears should do. Offensive lineman, every pick. And they might get one right. A good one.
I actually agree with that. I think that's a very smart move.
I think they should draft at least two. I think Lance Lewis is good. I dig him. I also dig Roberto Garza. And I think they could sign a vet to come in, get a couple rookies, throw them on the line. Because Gabe is not doing well.
Yeah, but if you have a good offensive line, then you're going to increase Cutler's career by at least two seasons. You know, and I mean, that's something that I would rather have. I'd rather have a quarterback that's going to be able to get me to the playoffs for that chance to make it to the Super Bowl than have and do that for consistently. Then have a quarterback who's going to do it, you know, maybe only 2 years, and then we have to go and start all over again. You know, that would be my thing. Plus, it's going to make Forte a much better runner. It'll make Bush a better runner. It'll make our wide receivers better. And I mean, that's something that we need.
Also, we needed Khalil Bell. And guess what? He got re-signed because Bush is on the IR now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is Bush's last season, too. And his only season. Yep.
I think he'll come back.
He's pissed off.
Well, yeah. but he did a good job when he needed to be in there, but he got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Therefore, equal pussy.
Oh, man. So anyways, so that's all the time we have for this week's show.
Whoa. What? We're not done.
We're not done.
I want to ask you something. Rule changes this year.
We should actually also point out that if you need web hosting, go to HostGator.
Well, Andy, and I wanted to ask you what you think the rule changes will be this year.
What do you mean, for the league?
Yeah, what are we changing?
Well, we're changing on how of course the lottery system works. Just not much. It's just a little tweak.
We announced already. We did a post about it that. Your game and Joe's game is actually for the most picks in the draft.
Right.
So that one, I think that most people know already. But what changes are we doing though for the 2013 season?
I don't know. What are we doing, Aaron?
We've done the kicker one more time and then that would be perfect. Tybo's kicker got 40 points last week.
Oh, he did?
40.
Yeah, but
shit.
How often does that happen?
Well,
I mean, and the points are all low now. That's what the ironic thing is.
I will say I'm actually very happy with the kicker points this year. I don't feel that things were so far out of whack that it decided games. You know, like last year, Akers was like in the top 20 for scoring. Like it, and no way should a kicker ever be there. You know, I think that, I mean, maybe we could, you know, tweak it a little bit more, maybe. But I think so far, I think that it is a pretty good, I think it's pretty good for where it's at right now, comparatively speaking.
I mean, if kickers were starting to kick 50-yard field goals regularly, that would, then we'd have to change it, I think. Because right now, you see a lot more 30. You don't, you know, you see a lot 40, but you don't see a lot of 50s anymore. Mm-hmm. But I do like the fact that, you know, if they miss a kick now, it's no points. Because that was the other thing. You had ridiculous points for it. And then if you kicked a 50, we gave you a point. But now it's, if you miss a kick, you know, a field goal, you don't get any negative points unless it's an extra point.
Yeah. I think that was a good. We had talked, and we're kind of tweaking the defensive points too, right, for team defenses?
I'm going to put a vote out and see what everyone thinks about adding, like yardage, if we want to add something like that. There's a couple other stats too that can be added if we want to do that, but also then we could tweak, you know, if you have a shutout, if, you know, like those, because it seems like defense is getting kind of high. You know, it's something that, you know, we're going to have to basically discuss and go from there.
I like having the negative for, you know, 35 plus.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to change. Yeah.
For giving up points, you need the negative.
See, anything after the whole point. Yeah, that's right. Like, I think once you hit 20 points, 21 points, I don't think you should lose anything. You just should be a goose egg. But then after that, we should start, you know, then it's negative.
So what do you think about having for a shutout? Like, let's say they get a shutout. You know, currently, it's 45 points.
I think it's almost, we should drop it almost like 25 and start 25 and go down from there.
Oh, so like 25, 20, 15, 10.
Right. And then we can add a couple things. Like there's three and outs.
Three and outs or tackles for loss. Or, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That tackles for loss. That was the other thing. Tackles for loss, three and outs, fourth down stops. You know, that's stuff we could add, and that could then reflect on what the points we took away. But then it shows that your defense is, like, doing real well. Because if they're forcing three and outs, you give them a point, you know, which would be, I think, good. And then if you force, you know, if you fourth down stop, give them 2 points for that. I think that's great right there. But it's actually the forced fumbles, I think, is the one that was kind of weird because you had about the same amount for the defensive guys. So it's always a tweak, but it's always something that we all can sit there and work out. And, you know, that's what makes this league so good, is that it's unique. It's not like a, you know, like all the other leagues. And that's what I enjoy about it. And, you know, Kevin's league also, I thought he did a good job. And it's actually, I'm going to probably look at what he did and maybe throw some into the KSL, make sure everyone digs it, of course.
What was something that he did in his league that you really, really liked?
I like the fact that I'm playing Brian. It's the only
in the championship.
This is the first year. Usually I have one or two where I'm in the championship. In my pay league, in my quote unquote pay league, because I don't have to pay anymore, I lost last week and I lost bad. I got raped basically. And the only one I'm actually, and the thing is, I played RG3 in two of my leagues and I lost. If I would have played Cutler in each one of those, I would have won. I only lost by 2 points in each one of them. And I didn't have a freaking quarterback. What the fuck was I thinking? But whatever. Well, you know, we'll go on from that. I'm still pissed about it, but whatever.
So what did you like about Kevin's league though? Like what rule changes did he have that you,
he tweaked the defense, which I kind of dug. I kind of dug the defensive part. He didn't have defensive players, but whatever. Brian, you're saying something?
I like the team defense, kind of how he had it set up. One thing I didn't like, because his was not a PPR, because he didn't get a point for reception.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like that. I think it's PPR. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I like PPR also.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I was thinking about, like, you know, in the Dynasty League, like assuming we do that. The only thing I was thinking about tweaking, like, quite a bit was the points per touch that we have. And I mean, this is something, you know, not for KSL, so it's, you know, obviously a tangent here, but I was thinking about completions for quarterback being 0.1 and then running back being 0.25 and still have points per reception be 1. Okay. Because right now a running back is a lot more, like, if you have a flex spot, you put a running back in there if you have one available, because they're going to give you a lot more points than a wide receiver will.
or a quarterback, as Kevin messed up because I have two great ones. Yeah. Sorry, Brian.
I've put up more points than you over the last few weeks than you have.
Yeah, but hopefully the Bears defense steps it up this week.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Well, what I've also been doing is I've been swapping defenses out every single week, getting the best matchup.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
So this year we had PB&J, all four members of PB&J made it to the playoffs.
Gay.
And then two for the lulz, two for $5.
You know what that means.
$5, Joe got knocked out first round. I made it to the second round, got knocked out. And then PB&J, two got knocked out in the first round. Three got knocked out in the first round. And then the next guy got knocked out in the second round. Which means that the lulz division, both members made it to the championship game.
Congratulations.
What are our thoughts on that?
My division rocks, and I'd even though I didn't make it in.
See, here's the thing. Like, I want to root for Palmer, but here's my problem. I want to root for Dave because it would be kind of interesting because he's going to have an asterisk by his name in a way. And because he didn't win the head-to-head league, he won the points league.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting to see what he says about that and what people, you know, how much crap he gets for it. But he'll still be a two-time champion. But the nice part is that a two-time champion doesn't mean as much because we'll have three no matter what now.
Now we'll have three two-time champions, yeah.
Yep. So it won't be as a big a deal anymore.
Well, and something that's interesting too that I posted that a lot of people maybe we lost sight of. Coming into the playoffs, we had eight teams make the playoffs like we do every year. And of that, five of those teams had never won a championship. Moving to the second round, only one person who didn't win a championship made a pass. So that means of the five, four of them got knocked out. And so it was such a slim chance that we would have a brand new champion. So next year we're going to have, you know, depending on, you know, let's say Mike is back. So we have Mike, myself, Palmer, Pate, and Brian. So we have five former champions who will be in there, and then seven who aren't champions.
Right.
So it will be interesting to see how the playoffs, you know, play out next year to see if we have a former champion versus champion or if it's going to be a brand new champion no matter what. That'll be interesting.
It'll be very interesting. Very interesting.
Andy, I hope that you actually win one year.
I know. You guys I know you guys give me crap about it, and you guys probably say the worst shit behind my back.
You know. You said that last week, by the way.
I know. It's from the league.
Hey, you might win a championship yet.
You never know. I haven't won one in KSL, that's the thing. Like the other leagues don't mean shit. This one means something.
Andy, is it worse to have never won in KSL or to have won it over 10 years ago?
Never won. Because Brian won. I mean, some people will say, oh, he won it, but there was only five teams. Well, fuck you. That's not what, you know, he won it. That's what matters. He won it, period. That's it. That's what matters the most. So, but yeah, so Brian won. I'd like to see Brian win it. It'd be interesting to see if he won it in like 2013. That'd be kind of cool. But
also tied for the best record in a season.
Yeah.
Of course, we were going 14 games instead of 13.
Actually, you are tied for second best record.
Who's 13-1?
Palmer.
Palmer went 11-1.
Went 11-1, which is a better percentage.
I meant most wins.
Most wins.
That'd be me and Dave.
Yeah, I think let me go to QAnySportsLeague.com where we have the records section up here.
You got each have 12.
And if we take
we were going to 14 games at those seasons.
Yeah. At that point in time, because
it'll never be broke.
Yeah, after that we have Kevin Smith and Travis Peterson tied at 10-2.
Do you remember when I was like, you know what, men play till week 17? Remember when I said that?
Yeah,
I was wrong.
Yeah, week 17 sucks.
And the thing that sucks also is that next week watching football is not going to be the same.
No, it's not.
It's going to suck. It's going to be like, I don't want to watch football now. I'm not playing fantasy football.
I have to watch it on Monday night.
There's nothing on Monday night, Brian.
Good call.
Exactly. They're doing Saturday and Saturday and Sunday games, and the Bears play late, which sucks, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's too bad the Bears don't play tomorrow night in Soldier Field.
Oh, that would be awesome. But they're away their next two games.
50 mile per hour winds.
Oh, just think the kicks and the passing.
So I got to just throw this out there. So Kevin currently has 67 wins in the regular season. So he's going to hit 70 next year. Brian, you have 62. Are you going to hit 70 next year?
I get a pretty decent chance. I figure 8 wins isn't all that hard, although I've been having a problem getting to 5.
Pate is at 61.
What am I at?
He's done that over 7 seasons. Andy, on the other hand, though, is now he actually fell to 59 wins because he had a couple of pretty bad seasons.
I'm going to be the first to 70.
I'm hot on Andy's tail at 58 wins.
I'm going to get to 70 next year.
No, you're not.
So you're going to get 11 wins.
I'm going to get at least 11 wins. I'm going to be 11-2, and I'm going to get knocked out the first round.
Okay.
That's something I did.
But Andy, you do have a record.
for what? Being the shittiest?
Most regular season losses. 57.
Fucking bullshit.
Don't worry, Brian's second with 54. What's funny is that Oberg, who's been playing for only 5 years, has 48 losses.
Okay, let me do Johnny. Fuck you guys. Oh, yeah. So
he's going to catch me in losses next year.
You know, it's funny. His last 2 seasons, he was doing really good. Like, he was getting back into it. I thought this year, you know what? He has a pretty decent team. You know, he should go 6-7. You know, he should make the playoffs. He shouldn't go 4-9 like he did.
You know what would be funny? If he was the first team to go 16-0 next year, and he still has a losing overall record.
He would too, yeah. That'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. He's going to give us crap now. Just wait.
Yeah. You know what I can't wait for, actually, is so in the off season, that's when I did the QI Sports League page. And I'm going to update it. The nice thing is it's already pretty much updated, so I just got to put in the 2012 season and then do some of the older stuff too. Because I've done like 2002 through like 2004, but I haven't done like the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's my labor of love. I like doing it.
Yep. Too bad there's no way to make money off it unless it's off each other.
Well, you know, people can take a look at it and enjoy it.
That's all that matters. Yes. That's all that matters. So anyway, so let's close the show right now. So for
we're still recording, aren't we?
Yep. So for Brian Chatit, for Aaron Hughes, and for your future champion, someone.
That's me.
I am the commish, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
So, do you want a shirt that says commissioner on it?
I want to say commish.
Future champion?
Commish and future champion. Dot, dot. Future champion with an asterisk on it.
Commish and never won KSL.
Commish, never won KSL. Sad face. So